Hi, this is Dr. Sharon Livingston, and I'm back with Lisa Aniston talking about the calcium crisis. And Lisa, what an eye-opening interview we had about osteoporosis and the risks to women. Oh my God, they can kill. So talk to me about the benefits of calcium citrate. You said that in addition to actually getting into your bones when it's taken in the appropriate way, there are other benefits to calcium citrate itself. So one of them was actually reducing kidney stone possibilities.
Right. Calcium basically is just one of those things that your body has to have. And it regulates your heartbeat. It is responsible for the contraction of your muscles. There are just innumerable ways that calcium affects your overall health. And calcium citrate, having been shown to be the best absorbed form of calcium, does those things better than any other form.
There are other ingredients that go with calcium citrate that work the best, make it most available, most absorbed, most strengthening. You had mentioned them before, but can we go over them one at a time? Because I know that they have a symbiotic relationship to the calcium citrate, but in addition, they do other things to help our health. And I was hoping that you could kind of give us a deep dive on each of those.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let's start with vitamin D. Some people call vitamin D the center of the universe. It's really hot right now. It's all in the news. Everyone talks about it. It's had a lot of hype. But the thing about vitamin D is it lives up to all of it. Deficiencies of vitamin D has been implicated in diseases from autism to cancer to heart disease. It's a very crucial nutrient. The problem with vitamin D is that we get it from sunlight. In fact, calcium cannot be absorbed without it. You're just absolutely wasting your time if your calcium does not have vitamin D with it. Some people think it may be more critical to bone health than calcium even.
Really?
Yeah. It also is very important for heart health. Again, it comes from sunshine, right?
Does that mean you get a tan when you take it?
No. That would be nice, huh?
Yeah, I'd like that, you know,
that
without
would be
any...
But the closer you live to the equator, the more vitamin D you get, right? Because you're closer to the sun, and any little sun exposure is going to matter more when you're closer to the equator. Well, it's been documented for years now that deaths from heart disease are higher in populations the farther you get from the equator.
Wow.
The closer you get to the equator, the less likely you are to die from any cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
So that's just one thing. You're also much more likely to die of any cardiovascular disease during the winter months. All of this has led to the conclusion by lots of researchers that vitamin D is very important to cardiovascular health. Higher levels of vitamin D in the blood have been associated with a substantial decrease in cardiovascular disease, and supplementing with D has even been shown to lower blood pressure.
In wintertime, more people have heart attacks because they're not exposed to the sun?
That's what researchers think, that is why. That because the vitamin D levels are lower, any problem that you already have with blood pressure is made a little bit worse, or any problem that you may have cardiovascular-wise is made a little bit worse, because it seems like adding the vitamin D just does great things.
So those poor people who have these heart attacks during the winter, it's not because they're stuck in the house with their nasty kids or pain-in-the-ass husband?
Well, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, too.
I'm sorry. Wasn't that rude of me? That was really rude. We need some humor. This is such a heavy topic. I think it needs a little humor, too.
It is. You're right. And it can be very depressing to think about. It can be very scary to think about.
But, I mean, the good news is that there is a way of getting calcium and nutrients into your system in a way that actually does do what it's supposed to do and has these other benefits.
Exactly.
And I also understand that D3 protects our breasts also. Did you know that? I don't have the statistics on it. I've heard that many times.
I've seen so many benefits on D, and I do believe I've seen some cancer research. I can't put my finger on exactly which types of cancer right now, so that's very cool.
And the other point that you made last time, which I think is really important to reiterate, is that D3, the form of vitamin D, is really critical because there are some products out there that have D2, but D2 doesn't have the same benefits as D3.
Most D supplements out there, unless they specifically say D3,
they're not.
Exactly.
And what's next?
Vitamin D appears to play a role in insulin regulation. So not having enough vitamin D has been associated with insulin resistance, both types of diabetes, and metabolic syndrome.
Wow.
Also, if you already have diabetes, being low in vitamin D is linked to poor diabetes control. But supplementing with vitamin D has been shown to reduce the risk of both types of diabetes, insulin resistance. Diabetic patients with very low levels of vitamin D are at much higher risk from dying of all causes and from cardiovascular disease. Especially if you are diabetic, get yourself on a vitamin D supplement today. It is hugely important. It makes sense that if vitamin D plays a role in insulin regulation, it makes sense it might have a role in weight loss. It may. Obese individuals consistently have significantly lower levels of vitamin D, and generally the higher a person's body mass index, the more deficient in D they tend to be. Some scientists have hypothesized that vitamin D deficiency could be a cause of obesity, but vitamin D supplements, they don't affect weight loss automatically without effort. Always got to say that because people tend to want to just pop a pill. But a higher level of vitamin D going into a diet has been shown to predict greater success in weight loss efforts, especially in losing abdominal fat.
We love that, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
What woman do you know likes belly fat? No one.
And how many of us have more than we want, too?
I think probably everybody, because it's part of being a woman. But
exactly. There's a lot more that I could talk about with vitamin D. But
those are the key ones?
Yeah.
Those are very important. What was the next part of the cocktail?
Magnesium. Now, magnesium is extremely critical also for bone health. See, the cool thing about calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, they're very synergistic together. Vitamin D has cofactors that it needs to work. One of those is magnesium. One of those is calcium. Another one is vitamin K2 that we'll get to in just a minute. But magnesium is vital for the metabolism of both calcium and vitamin D. It regulates the hormones that make sure calcium goes to the bones instead of settling in arteries and joints. So it's one of the crucial keys to the puzzle as far as heart problems when taking a calcium supplement is to be sure that you have enough magnesium. Intake of magnesium has also been associated with higher bone mineral density all by itself. So all of these things, you see how they kind of start to tie together when you put them together. Other benefits of magnesium, heart health. Amazingly, we keep coming back to this, right?
It's amazing.
I know. Magnesium promotes normal blood pressure. Supplementing with magnesium has been shown to lower blood pressure, reduce the rate of platelet-dependent thrombosis in patients with coronary artery disease by 35%.
And
to reduce the risk of sudden cardiac death in women. Now, that right there is huge because one of the problems with the calcium supplementation, when you study calcium all by itself with no supporting ingredients, you have a 30% increased risk of sudden cardiac death. Magnesium all by itself really helps alleviate that problem.
Magnesium is like the calm ingredient. It's the thing that mellows us out. Is there a possibility that it's also kind of relaxing? There's some kind of relationship there about relaxing the vessels so that they're more supple or something?
That's exactly what it is.
Aha. I'm becoming a scientist.
What's very cool with calcium and magnesium specifically is that they have exactly the opposite effects on your muscles. So that's why it's so important that you take them in the proper ratio, not just for absorption, but because calcium has a contracting effect on muscles and on blood vessels, and magnesium has a relaxing effect. So when you have them in the proper balance, you have the proper nutrients that you need for heartbeat and pumping the blood and everything through your vessels.
And again, what's the ratio that people are looking for there?
2 parts calcium to 1 part magnesium.
I've looked at different calcium products since you and I have been talking, and they're all over the board.
There's a lot of them that just have a barely little bit of magnesium in there just so that they can say, hey, we put magnesium in here.
Right. We covered all the bases.
Right.
They might have touched it.
But it's not enough to matter. It's not enough to even make a dent or do anything for you. But magnesium also, guess what, regulates blood sugar levels. Blood levels of magnesium are inversely related to the presence of metabolic syndrome. Once again, not having enough magnesium can contribute to insulin resistance. It's linked to insulin resistance in diabetes and in overweight children. And being deficient in magnesium is a risk factor for type 2 diabetes.
Look how it all comes together.
I know. This is what just blew me away as I was doing the research. They've found that supplementing with magnesium improves insulin sensitivity and metabolic control in type 2 diabetes, as well as improving insulin sensitivity in insulin-resistant people. It's not just that not having enough causes a problem. supplementing makes a difference, which is not always the case with some nutrients. So that's very important that most of the things that we're going to go over today, they have tested the fact that supplementing does make a difference, that it's not necessarily something you just have to go and eat a whole bunch of wherever you can find magnesium in the diet.
The critical thing is, too, that we're really talking about an optimized calcium formulation, and that's how you got to the ingredients that you put into Calciology.
Right.
The reason people are taking calcium is to protect their bones, and yet what you're telling me is that there are all these additional fantastic benefits that come along with taking care of supporting your bones.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
I know something else with magnesium. Can I tell you? It's calming. It helps you fall asleep.
I do remember seeing a study where they looked at, like, poor people in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, their life is very, very stressful. And they gave them magnesium, and it reduced their stress levels. Now, who couldn't use that, right? It's also has been shown to reduce the frequency of migraines by 41%. You can use magnesium supplements to prevent migraines. It helps with fibromyalgia, asthma, constipation, PMS. It's amazing. It's another one of those nutrients that should be like a superstar nutrient, kind of like vitamin D is right now, but it just doesn't get the press.
We're giving it to it.
Now we are, right?
Yep, there you go.
Well, next up, we have vitamin C. Now, people are very familiar with vitamin C, and a lot of people take vitamin C to ward off colds and things like that. It's very essential to repairing and maintaining your bones, your teeth, your cartilage. It's needed to form collagen, which is used to make your skin, cartilage, and blood vessels, again. Vitamin C is very essential in calcium absorption and in utilizing the calcium for bone metabolism. Definitely for immunity, it's a killer antioxidant. We all know how healthy and how good vitamin C is for us. In fact, I saw something online just today, or either I heard it on a commercial, about how your blood marker of vitamin C, if it's 2 to 3 times higher than the average amount or something, is like one of the best markers for your overall health that can be determined. So vitamin C is crucial. And guess what? Higher vitamin C levels in the blood are associated with a lower risk of heart disease.
I actually do know that. This whole Linus Pauling Institute.
Exactly.
He
was very big on vitamin C for heart health. Vitamin C and lysine, which we're going to get to in just a minute. It's a couple more nutrients down the path. But, yeah, he had wonderful results with vitamin C, but in super high levels. Lots of scientists have been able to reproduce that. Supplementing with vitamin C has been found more effective in preventing heart attacks than just taking your beta blockers alone. In one 16-year study, researchers found that women who supplemented with vitamin C reduced the risk of heart disease by 28%.
Getting this all together along with the calcium is amazing.
Yes.
It works synergistically. It's amazing.
Exactly. Vitamin C deficiencies have been linked to metabolic syndrome.
There again, my God.
Exactly. All of them keep coming back up. Insulin negotiates the entry of vitamin C into your cells. So it turns out that diabetics have insufficient levels of vitamin C.
Makes sense.
Even when the dietary intake exceeds recommended levels. So because of this, some researchers suggest that supplementing with vitamin C ought to be a requirement for diabetics.
I wonder how many people are doing that.
I have a friend that's diabetic and no one told her this. Another study found that diabetics that did supplement with 500 milligrams of vitamin C a day improved arterial stiffness and lowered blood pressure, again, while those that supplemented with 1,000 milligrams each day showed a decrease in blood glucose and lipids. The benefits just continue. Next up is vitamin K.
You know, you're glossing over this in a second. My jaw is like on the floor. How it all comes together like this is just amazing and eye-opening and delightful. It's like there's a spark of hope in all the gloom and doom about health. There's wonderful stuff out there that we can do to take care of ourselves.
The awesome thing about this is just so simple to add these nutrients to your routine, and the difference that it makes is like night and day. Instead of everything being so horrible and so dire, there's all these wonderful benefits that come with them, and we're really only scratching the surface of what many of them can do.
I am like dumbfounded, and I think this is terrific. Which one are we talking about now? So we've got the vitamin C. Are there other benefits that we need to talk about with vitamin C?
Well, we can spend as long as you want on vitamin C. It's one of those things that just have a ton. Researchers have shown vitamin C can help combat the aging of our skin.
That's another huge. One I like.
I know, right? That's huge for women, right? Higher intakes of vitamin C are associated with a lower rate of wrinkles and dry skin. I'll take it for that right there. If no other reason, right?
I mean, this formula is sort of like an amazing gift. I have to tell you, Lisa, I personally want to thank you for all the people who are listening here as well, that this thing exists, because I've been taking vitamins my entire life, and I wouldn't have known about putting these together to make the best form. So thank you for doing the research.
Oh, you're welcome. I will tell you that since this research, I take this personally. I take the supplement myself. This is what I do. And I have spent the better part of the last year digging into all of this. And I would assume that that qualifies me as an expert. I know you're not supposed to label your own self as an expert. But it's been my full-time job for the last 9 months or so, 9-10 months. I wouldn't take anything else, to tell you the truth. I really wouldn't.
I've been working in research for many, many years for pharmaceutical research, and I know what it takes to do that kind of research, and I'm really impressed. I think you've done an incredible job.
Well, thank you.
So continue. What else is in here?
Okay, vitamin K.
This has been getting pressed all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just K, it's K2.
Right. Again, there's two forms, but K1 and K2. K1 comes from leafy green vegetables like spinach, lettuce, kale, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, all the things we just love to eat, right? But even so, those things are all very good for you, but that's not the best form of vitamin K. The best form of vitamin K is K2, and that comes from fermented foods, basically yogurt, and it comes most potently from a Japanese staple food called natto. Soybeans is basically what that is. I've never tried it. Doesn't sound all that great to me.
That's like, just because you're from the South.
Yeah, I know. It's not deep fried, right? but in Japan, it's one of those staple foods, kind of like rice. There's certain areas of Japan that they practically live on natto. In those areas of Japan, there are very, very low rates of heart disease, of osteoporosis, of the whole nine. We don't eat it very often in America, but vitamin K2, it helps our bodies in a multitude of ways. Most importantly, vitamin K2, as far as calcium goes, it's required for the hormone called osteocalcin that regulates the mineralization of bones and teeth. Basically, vitamin K is the glue that the hormone uses to pick calcium up and move it from your artery into your bone where it's needed. That's the simplest way to put that. Researchers have found that vitamin K increases calcium absorption. It leads to a decrease in bone loss, and it's also been shown to reduce the risk of fractures and to prevent bone loss. If for no other reason, you need vitamin K in your diet as a supplement. I don't know how many of us are going to go out and buy a bunch of natto.
Right. We don't know what it tastes like either.
I know, right? But one thing that a lot of people have heard about is blood clotting. It plays a major role in blood clotting. So it therefore makes sense that it has an impact on our arteries and heart health.
It stops blood clotting, right?
No, it causes our blood to clot.
Oh, so you don't bleed to death.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Now, the only caveat that I have about vitamin K is that people that are on Coumadin need to check with their doctor before they take any supplement with vitamin K. You need to run that by your doctor.
That's good.
That can be an issue. Everyone else, however, vitamin K has been shown to inhibit vascular calcification, that thing that we were talking about where the calcium kind of settles in your arteries. Not only does it inhibit and kind of help prevent it from happening, if you've already been taking a calcium supplement that isn't the best form and maybe you're really worried right now because you're afraid of what you might have done to your arteries, in women it doesn't show. If you do the scans, you know, where they test your arteries to see the plaque and whatnot, in women it doesn't show like it does on men. On men you see a buildup. On women it just kind of lines the arterial wall. It doesn't show.
It makes them rigid rather than showing little clumps.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. In Rotterdam, they did a study that found that high intakes of vitamin K can significantly reduce existing calcification and deaths from coronary heart disease. They found that supplementing with vitamin K could reduce this calcification that already existed by 37%.
Wow.
It's almost miraculous what it can do for your heart health. Say you've been getting your calcium from Tums for the last 10 years, you might want to be fairly worried about that at this point. However, if that's the case, get yourself some vitamin K2. Get it today, and you want to take at least 126
micrograms.
Micrograms per serving twice a day. You're looking at about 250 micrograms a day is the amount that they used in that study.
Wow.
Researchers have also found that higher intakes of vitamin K were linked to a lower risk of type 2 diabetes.
It just all comes together. It's like a syndrome, right?
Right. And that's a good point. I have often wondered if maybe there's some singular cause for many of these things, because a lot of people that have diabetes also have heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
There must be some link somewhere that we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it's not just a nutritional deficiency, you know?
It's very interesting.
Obviously, I'm not a scientist. I don't know, but that's just something that I wonder. Another study found that supplementing with vitamin K2 can improve insulin response in as little as 1 week.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, it'll greatly help. But one other thing I wanted to mention about vitamin K, anyone that is still premenopausal is huge. A deficiency in vitamin K can cause excessive menstrual bleeding. In China, a standard treatment for menstrual pain is an injection of vitamin K.
Oh, awesome. So, that's a very, very nice benefit.
Oh, yeah. The very last one that we have, then, is lysine.
Mm-hmm.
And lysine is another one that Dr. Pauling
was. Yeah, he put in his formula.
Exactly, and he was very big on lysine. A lot of research has gone into lysine. Now, a lot of people don't think of it, and you really don't hear about it a lot in regards to bone health, but it is extremely important there as well. It's been shown to increase calcium absorption. It decreases the amount that's excreted in urine, as well as increases how quickly your calcium is absorbed. It promotes mineral absorption, and it increases the amount of calcium that is actually incorporated into the bone matrix, which is kind of the key to the whole thing right there. And finally, it stimulates the cells that are responsible for bone formation, those cells that build the bone after it's been torn down as it's constantly renewing itself. It stimulates those cells so that you build more bone.
This combination with all of these different ingredients, it's got to be like exponentially better than anything else that you can do to build your bones, and particularly versus what we've been taking for years. That's the part that just dumbfounds me.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that you can take these different things that they work together and give you so many different benefits at the same time.
Exactly.
So to me, it's just like a win-win situation. I'm protecting my bones, I'm strengthening myself, and at the same time, I'm doing what I can to avoid diabetes if I already have it, to help myself so that I'm using insulin better, that I'm avoiding heart attacks, that I'm avoiding kidney stones, that I'm avoiding belly fat. It's totally amazing to me. Okay, we have given people a lot of food for thought. If they want to learn more, where should they go?
Well, wherever you are viewing this podcast, we're going to put it up in a couple different places. We have our Facebook page, A Proven Product, on Facebook. Or you can go to our blog, supplementresearch.aprovenproduct.com. And either of those places, there's lots more information and research.
So if people would like to see Calciology, which has all of this together, I know it's not for everyone. Some people like to do their things separately for whatever reason. But if they want to see what this is, where should they go?
They can go to www.aprovenproduct.com.
That's A Proven Product, A-P-R-O-V-E-N-P-R-O-D-U-C-T.com.
Right, /Calciology. And you spell that C-A-L-C-I-O-L-O-G-Y. But I would like to say, Sharon, and I know I've said this before, whether they go there and check out the Calciology product or not, there are on the blog, on the Facebook page, wherever you're seeing this podcast, we have links to some documents that you can download. We'll have a checklist that you can download that has all the information as far as the ratios and amounts in it. Whatever you do, please take that information and incorporate that into your daily routine. Whether you get it from us or not, I'm perfectly happy if you don't, as long as you're getting these ingredients.
And as long as you find out that you can avoid doing things that are supposed to be good for your health that are actually harmful, that's amazing. That's the thing that is just so critical.
Yeah.
Again, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your time and the information that you've spent so much time culling together for everybody, and I think you're awesome.
It's been a pleasure. It really has. And the way I see it, if it helps one person, it's totally worth it to me.
Well, it helped
me. I'm just really happy I can be helpful, that all the work and all the research I did may help someone. That's just awesome to me.
Well, thank you very, very much. And I think we're going to have some more talks coming up, and I look forward to them.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks so much.